What's up, everyone? This is your boy, Seti J. You tuned to Life at the Dust Live. We got a very hot show for you today. We got my girl, Monet, stopping through the show. Girl's doing everything. She's a model, a vlogger, an entertainer, a businesswoman, a mother, everything under the book. We're going to be chopping up with her on the show today, as well as some of the hot mess or hot news that's happening this week. You're listening to Life That Does Live, but you know how we start off every show. We always got to bring it in with my boy 2D. Let's do it, 2D.
Wishing in the bottle, this is life after dust. Music was with hot models. We got life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. The come up is a must. Must. People tune in on your radio. You can even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Seti J is on.
All right, everyone. You listen to Life at Dust Live, your boy Seti J. And we'll go ahead and bring in my special guest for the show today. Again, she came to the show last time she was on about, I'll say at least a year ago. Goodness. All right, so we're going to welcome to the show my girl Monet. What's up, Monet?
Hey, everybody.
What's good? What's good?
Not much. Life, really.
Yes, it's been a while. I said a year. I think it's been a little bit longer. So I'm going to go do my little check on it. It's like, I'm going to get my exact look. That's why I love live radio people. Get to look at this stuff on the feed. So let's see. Looking now, when is the last time Monet was on the show? So, yes. Why do that? Let everyone know, you know, what's been going on with you since we last been on here. It's been a while. A lot of life changes have happened to you since then. Catch us up.
Yeah, a lot of life changes have happened. I have a little boy now. He's going up 7 months old. He's a little fat fella. I'm really just pushing my modeling career super hard now in full effect. I ain't stopping. I'm not letting anything hold me back or anybody hold me back or anything. I'm staying motivated. I have some things that I'm in the works on as far as talking to different promoters, doing things with clothing line and different things in that area. So I just have a lot of stuff that I'm just working on and pushing. I have a website up now, MonetTheModel.com. I have, like, all of my social media, of course, still the same. I just have a lot going on.
Before I go a little deeper on each of those items, it's almost exactly 2 years ago, because you were on here October 2nd, 2013. That's when you were on here.
Wow.
So yeah, that's crazy. This is almost like a 2 year anniversary. I wasn't even playing. That date just magically happened. That's crazy.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's pretty dope. First, I want to go into, you know, just with motherhood, because a lot of people don't realize that you can juggle doing modeling and also being a mother. So kind of explain to people that, you know, how do you find that balance? Because I see a lot of people, once they take on motherhood, all of a sudden – they go, well, I stopped modeling because I became a parent and all that. So, yeah, kind of catch us up. You know, how do you seem to find a way to make that happen?
A lot of people, different people have their opinions as far as motherhood and when goes, because a lot of people, they feel, just like you said, whenever you have a kid, then the world.
Oh, I'm losing a little bit. There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, but it's like at the same time, whenever you have a child, yeah, your life does become evolved around them and everything, but that doesn't mean that you have to give up on your dreams and you just have to go forth. Like the way that I do it, I do what I have to do as far as my career, and I make sure that my children are taken care of and that my children know my presence and that my children know that I'm there and that I love them and I always spend time with them.
Exactly. You know, and I can vouch because, you know, ever since I've known you, you've been a parent, and I watch how you have continuously grinded even being a parent. And I see people who don't have kids, who don't have that kind of responsibility, and they just let their life just sit away. That makes no sense to me. And, you know, have you like, what's your take on that? You know, the people that tend to be, you know, they don't have kids. They definitely don't have an excuse not to live out their dream.
I feel like the people that don't have kids and don't have an excuse, I feel like they're just sitting around wasting time because, like, been doing this traveling, going this place, or going that place, and doing this and doing that, because you have no other responsibilities besides yourself.
Exactly. That's why, yeah, I don't accept excuses. I'm like, if a person just a parent can handle stuff, I really, you know, I don't like people that don't have kids make excuses. That pisses me off. Well, my next thing are going to some of the projects you've done since then, because actually, when you were on the show 2 years ago, that was actually before. That was like a few months. That was about a month exactly that you came here to Texas, and y'all, I'm gonna let y'all know right now, it's gonna make Monet blush a little bit, but Monet is not a catfish. What y'all see in the pictures is what you get in person. She's not catfishing y'all. It's not Instagram filters. The person you see on the pictures is the person you get in person. And like, what's your experience of people that see, you know, that may have seen you online, seeing your person? Like, what's usually those interactions you get from them?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. Now I can hear you now.
Oh, most of the time it's just like, they just like flabbergasted. Like, wow, you look good and different things like that. And then, of course, they'd be wanting to try to holler, but it'd be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, you're not no butterhead, man. I was like, okay. You know, I realized how much taller I am to everybody. Every time I meet people in person, I'm like, God dang it, I'm a giant.
Yeah, you are. You're like really tall. I feel like a super midget. Like, man.
I'm dunking on her. It was fun too, man. Like, I people that may think, oh my God, she's got, because if they see us at Reserved or Facebook and all that, they're like, oh, you're boring. But you know, I let y'all in a little bit. Monet is fun, man. She's not boring. She's one of the people I rarely get people the turn up star. She gives the turn up star for me because she's fun, man. So yeah, as long as you're not being whack, you're gonna have a good time. So there you go.
Always.
And also since then, you've done a few poster projects, which I'm definitely feeling I have one of the posters on my wall just sitting there saying, hello, Cedric. Yes, and I am honored to have got your autograph on it, too. That was pretty dope. Let everyone know about the posters you put out, because, and why they should be getting them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can say for one, they should be getting them because, of course, it's me and you interacted in my career. These are the early stages. This is probably the cheapest that you can get them right now because whenever I blow up, I can't tell you it's going to be that great. And I personally signed each and every one of the posters. The first poster that I put out, it's on Mad Cloud. Of course, that's the one that you have. And then the poster that I have now, I actually have the physical copy. So if anybody wants one, they can get in contact with me and send me their email address. I'll send them out an invoice. And once they pay it, then I'll get that poster shipped out to them.
So does that all, and with that, does that also include them getting the, well, since you have the physical ones, you can autograph them on the spot then. So
oh,
well,
yeah.
Does that include them getting an autograph?
Yeah, it does include it getting an autograph. I've actually, whenever I picked up the posters, I took the time out and personally autographed each one of them.
That's dope. Yeah, even though I got mine from Mad Cloud, I still was like, yeah, I'm still going, I got to get it autographed. Because, I mean, you've been a person that I rock with for so long, and, you know, I'll pull the curtain back a little bit. You know, what is it that makes you so loyal to, you know, a person rocks? Because a lot of people, and people know how I am on this show, I will tell it like it is, and oh well. But, Monet, it's been a lot of people who I have rocked with and supported, you know, up and down, up and down, and they act like, you know, who is this dude? Whatever, you know, like act like it don't really matter. But with you, you know, you've always been my corner. Even during her pregnancies, people, she was still on it, checking up on me, making sure how my brain was going, and just kind of just overall, I mean, how does it, you know, how do you remain so loyal to people so consistently? Because not everybody does that. Some people, they do it, they kind of give what they want, and then they keep it moving.
Yeah, that's true. Me, I just always humble myself, and I always remember the people that I've worked with because not everybody started, like, you can't just wake up tomorrow and then become Kim Kardashian. You do
right.
That. You got to remember the people that you work with along the way, and that's very important because you never know. You may fall down sometime, and then those be the only people that you have to reach out to because you can't reach out to those big people because the big people are so focused on the other people that are more in relation. So it's going to be those people that originally helped you along the way that are going to be the most loyal and the most willing to help you out even whenever the big ones won't.
And another thing about invest, because I know you are a model that does invest in your career, so you pay for some of the stuff. You know, tell some of the models out there, because some models that think that they're supposed to get everything for free, but that's not how it goes. Like, you know, kind of go on that to kind of dispel that rumor. You know, why do you feel so important to pay for your services and whatnot?
I think, like, originally whenever I started out, I was like, yeah, I shouldn't be paying for stuff and stuff like that. But in the end of the day, and whatever your profession is, you're going to have to do some investment. If you want to be successful in it, then you have to do some investment, especially whenever you want to work with professionals that have already been here and have already been on that level that can actually take you to the next level. Because if you just keep working with, it's not nothing wrong with working with entry-level people and everything just starting out, but if you really want somebody to take you to the next level, then they're not always going to be willing to lend out their services to you for free. So you have to be able to at least invest and show that it's important to you, because people, whenever they look at you, if you're not investing in yourself, what makes them feel confident in sponsoring you or putting money in you or anything like that if you won't even do it for yourself?
There you go. You took care of my next question. I was perfectly in flawless. I was going to say that, you know, as far as that follow-up question of, you know, as far as sponsoring you, that's a reason why. It's not just, and I said, yeah, you want, because you want the good work out there, and you want that karma to follow you. If you pay for other people's services, then the universe is gonna look back out for you and make sure that people pay for, you know, start paying you for your stuff.
Right.
That's why I buy your posters and stuff. I mean, that's just how I am. Why, you know, everybody is, and I'm a soapbox for a second, but I feel this way. I see a lot of people, they spend this money on people they don't really, that don't really rock with them. But why not spend the money with, you know, buy, invest in products with you? Like you said earlier, you could be, you going to get big one day and people going to be like, oh, you know, I had this post like, dang, this post is like when she first started putting these out. Now she's like all over the place now. And that's always a great thing. Like, people don't realize that investing in people now, don't just wait.
Exactly. And that's a lot of the problem with people won't support local talent and everything like that until they make it big. And then whenever they make it big, then all of a sudden they want to be, oh, yeah, they always had it. I knew they was going to make it in this, that, and the third. But whenever they hadn't made it, then you weren't there supporting them.
Exactly. And speaking of things you've kind of did new and whatnot, and during your growth, you started doing YouTube videos. Now, what kind of inspired you to start doing those more often?
The thing that inspired me to start doing YouTube videos more often was just consistent posts, because people like to see consistency and they love to see people just in their natural instead of always just looking professional and everything like that. And people love consistency. So I try to post Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, at least on YouTube, at least something, whether I'm just saying hey or bye or something goofy or something like that, because people love consistency. They love to be able to see you constantly. And if they're not able to see you constantly, then eventually you'll fade from their mind. So I like to be fresh on people's minds.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's this, too. It's like, for me, I like that you do it that way, because the people who think, this is how I connect with the fans, let me just take a bunch of selfies. You more so focus on doing the video aspect. I think that's more personal, because, again, like you said, they connect with you. The selfies is cool, but it doesn't really connect with who you are. It doesn't allow them to see into your brain and how you think. And things you talk about some real stuff in there. Like, I've had people, and I'm not just saying this because you're on the show, but I've had people that say that they watch your videos and they watch the statuses you post on Dustbot. Like, they, like, that's made their day, just like reading your stuff, because it was like they were going through that exact moment and that came at the right time. And so I'm just telling you, from just hearing the feedback from people, keep doing that, because people are paying attention.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I love doing that. As soon as something comes in my head, then I either jot it down for later whenever I get ready to do something, or I instantly, boom, pull it up. Whatever I make, the way that I try to primarily do, like, my status updates, I already have, like, a tab on my phone and on my computer with Dustbot pulled up, Twitter pulled up, my fan page pulled up, all of that stuff. So as soon as I post something, then they automatically goes everywhere.
So you smart. Man, I've been trying to tell people. So it's crazy. It's like we think of, like, I've always said, like, it's scary, y'all. I've always said, like, Monet is like the, she has, like, the female mind of me, and it scares the crap out of me. Because you got to organize. Like, people are like, oh, I can't do this all in one thing. No, if you organize things a certain way, bam, bam, bam. Like, I don't understand, bro. These people, man, they're getting too lazy. And they wonder why their stuff is going so slow. And what I like about you, too, is no matter how slow stuff went, and now it's picking up a little bit now, but no matter how slow stuff went, you always stay perseverant. Like, I'll watch you, and you're like, oh, okay, I'm looking for this opportunity. You don't stop. I watch people, if something don't happen right away, they give up. You just keep fighting. And, you know, what motivates you to keep fighting?
Because at the end of the day, you got to think about it. Rome wasn't built in a day. So you can't expect to just post video or post a status today and for 5 million people to be sharing. And I mean, sometimes it happens like that whenever people go viral and different things like that. But normally, in normal situations, it doesn't just happen like that. Unless you're just automatically at the right place at the right time with the right connections and all of that stuff and the right money and everything. But you just got to keep going because you're gonna get some no's, but in those no's, you also going to get some yeses. So you can't just let one closed door keep you from going on to the next because you can miss your opportunity that way.
Exactly. And now with your modeling more, I watch as you got a little more experimental as far as, you know, allow yourself to get out your comfort zone even more. And, you know, why'd you feel that it was time to start doing that now? Because, you know, some people, they wait to a certain time, and this is what just made you decide this was the time. Because, like, for instance, now you're doing, you have, like, the wet edition, either that one, and then you had the one where, there's one that Jack Oates did. And you pretty much had nothing on but some jewelry. You know, what's kind of inspired you to, you know, to come make it to this next step and come out that comfort zone?
Because with anything, you have to come out of your comfort zone. And the way I see it, it's just like it's now or never. Like, tomorrow isn't promised. And I look at the different things that are in other magazines as far as King Magazine and different things like that. And I take that into mind whenever I go into a shoot or into whatever venture that I'm trying to venture into, because it's just like you can't just expect to stay inside of the same box and still reach new heights. Like, no, I have to break the glass ceiling so that I can get to other places. And it's just like now for me, it's a matter of now or never because I got to go hard. I got to do it because this is what I love. This is what I want to do. This is what I'm inspired to do. So this is what I have to do.
So how do you, you know, as far as with that, you know, how do you deal with some of the criticisms of going to that next stage of, you know, coming at your comfort zone, because people don't like it. I mean, when I did the mega, I did the issues where it shows more skin to people, I started getting the hateful comments, the B and whatnot. You know, how do you deal with that?
As far as with negative people and things like that, I pay no mind to it because everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but at the end of the day, it's not their life. It's my life. It's my life. It's what I'm doing. And I'm going to do what I need to do and what I have to do to make sure that my career gets to the place where I want it to be. At the end of the day, they're sitting back going to punch their time clocks and doing whatever, still complaining about life, but I'm not trying to be that way. I'm trying to go ahead and make sure that my career is set and make sure that I further my career so I don't have to be that miserable person waiting for their 401k to kick in after 40 years of working for a company that doesn't care about you.
Exactly. I mean, I just feel this way too. Like, when, and I say this a lot, and my brain is kicking back and saying I may have said it when we last talked on the show. I feel that when black women do that, when they have the more provocative images, all of a sudden the word a hoe will start getting thrown around. But when white people do it for Playboy and stuff, oh my God, it's so beautiful. It's so, you know, Victoria's Secret fashion show come on, everybody's like, oh my God, it's, you know, the same people who are hating on the sister doing it. They don't have a problem with a white counterpart, does it?
Right.
And I'm just, you know, just right. Making sure I'm not crazy. I'm not just out here. I'm the only one seeing people do that because I notice that pattern quite a lot. Now, as I'm putting you on the spot because I love doing it. As far as like of your newer projects you've done so far, which one is your in top three, in order from 3 to 1, where are your top three and why?
In order from 3 to 1, I would have to say Number three would be, as far as working with, I don't know. That's so hard because it's so hard.
No.
Man. Like,
that's what I do. I do that best. Extra hard. I reel you in. I reel you in with all these great, easy questions, and then I slap you aside and face a hard question. That's how I do it.
Right. Man, gosh, I can't just put everybody. Well, everybody that I've worked with that is listening at this moment, please do not feel any type of way about this because I swear it's nothing personal. But just like
she's on the spot, people. Give her a break.
But for number three, I would say working with, actually it's the people that you know out of Atlanta, working with Smitty, that's given me encouragement and things like that as far as making sure that I don't hold up no excuses, that I don't put anything else before my career and things like that, just making sure that I go hard. As far as number two, I would say as far as working with Jack Oates, because I love working with him. I've gotten a lot of submissions and a lot of features and everything from working with him. So it's always a great experience whenever I work with him. And as far as number one, I would have to say Urban Heat Mag, because they are really awesome. And they've, like, I'm a brand ambassador for them right now. They got me started up with my website and everything. So it's just like all of those in that category. I only put them in a list of numbers because that's what you wanted me to do. But really, in truth, they're all awesome, and they all keep me motivated and keep me from making excuses, because it's like, no, I have to do this. Like, this is something that I want to do. This is something that I have to make sure that I get done. And I have a lot of people that are looking at me and a lot of people that are inspiring me, that are in my corner and that are rooting for me to actually get things done.
That's definitely. Now, let's see, you're in North Carolina. You just came back from Georgia. You have been here in Texas. What city's next in your mind? You know, where do you want to go next to take the Monet Grand?
I know I have to go back to Atlanta. I also want to try going to New York, some places up there, Boston, where
oh,
else?
Boston, put
South
that on
Carolina.
Your put that high on your list. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
All those, like, pretty much everywhere. Cali, like, everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, I said put Boston high on your list. I went there. I didn't want to freaking leave. I'll tell you another one. I'll tell you one you really love, especially because you know, you had that southern twang to you. Memphis. It's because of how vibrant you are in your personality and how hard you grind. You got to go to Memphis. You're going to lose your mind. Because it's just great to go there as a tourist and as a person trying to build, spread your brand out. Like, you can just go on one strip and go crazy. And a lot of those businesses are black owned. It's just crazy to see that thrive so hard in one of the top cities in the nation. And it's most of the main strip is black owned. So yeah, you're there, you're like, what the heck? This is crazy. Black people take over Beale Street. So yeah, trust me. Thank me later. Thank me. I always go 4th of July. There you go. I just put that in your head. I try to go 4th of July. I always dread the drive coming back home. I do not want, like, I don't want to come back. But I think that's best. If I think I stayed all the time, I think it's the thrill will wear off. I like the fact that I go in and out, because then the thrill never runs off. So it's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what I'm going to do, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to give your voice a little breather. Because y'all, this is, if y'all didn't know, we hashtag today's show, hashtag Monet Monday. It means Monet's taking over the show with me the whole day. We're going to go to a quick music break so we can rest our vocal cords for a quick second, and then we're going to chop it up with some of the hot mess for the week. All right, so Who am I going to throw on? I'm going to throw on this 24 hours, and then we'll be back after that.
Then I asked her what she waiting for. Call my phone, then she told me that she 24. Born grown, then I asked her what she tripping for. I get my own, and my mama, she don't live at home. I bought her own, big style, little pretty. And I be getting high when she getting low. You should see her hip fly when she on the pole. So I'ma go and get mine before I hit the dope. Girl, pop that, when I say start, don't stop that, start that. Let her hot hit it. You gon' be addicted when I hot get it, huh?
Girl, don't hide it from me. You should be the type to provide it to me. And let a thug hit it. You ain't gotta get dressed or do your hair, girl. I got 24 hours. 24 hours. You get it right for me. I got 24 hours.
Kinda talk.
I was thinking rough sex, hit it out the ballpark. One shot, two shot,
two shot.
Too drunk.
Ooh,
yeah. Big booty on her,
booty
told
on
her back that up like Julio. Oh yeah, fuckin' for a real one.
Real
it's me, I'm a girl, choose one.
I'm
with all my mind, then we all rich. Girl, I'm a boss and I need a boss.
Oh,
I got two more
hours,
and I'ma get no flowers. Dollar sign, girl, get it tatted. I like it when you call me Big Daddy.
24 hours. You get it right here for me. I got 24 hours.
Yeah, even though you don't know me,
you still can get 24 hours.
And he like how stuff do it. Yeah,
this is how we.
All my ladies gon' pop that, touch your toes. I know you wanna get naughty. Oh, Annie, are you okay? With me the long way. You a freak in the street.
Oh, girl.
Wait, no. Start out, boom. Cause I'ma give you what you need. Relax.
I'm
a reason that you put it down.
Annie,
yeah,
girl.
White girl, black girl.
Right here on Life at Dusk Live. It is Monet Monday. Hashtag, y'all put the hashtag all over the place. Matter of fact, I'm giving you that hashtag because Monet, like you say, you do videos on Mondays. That's your hashtag for now on. I just gave you that. Perfect.
Oh, that is awesome. I was looking at that. I was like, oh, snap. I'm going to start using that because I got Motivation Monday that I was going to really start pushing and start using. But I'm going to also put that twist in there too. So that would be like,
yeah, you know, because then it's yours. You know, I was like, I'm going to give her that one. I was like, that's too good not to give her. So, yes, there you go. Yeah, you got it. Because yeah, Motivation Monday, it's like, okay, you know. But Monet Monday, it's got its own, you know, its brand in it. So, yeah, it's perfect. And the first three letters of Monday, first three letters of Monet, same thing. So, there you go. Okay, I know that was corny.
Yeah.
I know that was corny. Y'all let me make it. Oh, man. Okay, so what to dabble into first? Because it's a lot of foolishness going on in the world. One, I want to ask you because, you know, this continuously happens. And it seems like since you were last on the show, this is that 2-year span. So much police brutality is gotten out of hand. And the most recent one that happened in South Carolina, you know, with the police officer who decided that, hey, this girl didn't want to get out of her chair, let me slam her in the goddamn desk on the ground. And I asked this great question today and hurt some people's heads. Like, damn it, that's a good one. That question is, if that was your child, how would you handle that situation?
If that was my child, I probably would have started a revelation. Like, forget that, a revolution, that's what you call it? Yeah, that's what it's called, a revolution. I would have started something, because forget that, all of this stuff going on, like, us as a community and us as a people, we forget the power of ourselves. Like, we've allowed for all of this to go on. It's like, it's because we're so afraid of them, because of the power that they have, because they're consistently abusing us, they're consistently getting away with it, killing us, murders going without having justice, and different things of that nature, and there's nothing that us as a people are doing about it. Because if we all stood together and we all took a stand against it, I guarantee you that there would be more than just what has been going on recently. There would be more than just that going on.
Yeah, that's like, it don't matter. And this is how I feel. I got to get your take on this, because I feel some type of way about this. Maybe I'm just lame and bitter and I'm just ill-informed. But after a while, we got to talk about this goddamn marching. That marching is not working. Like, we marching, all we had doing is having hurt feet and hurt feelings. You know, what's your take on that? What is your take on all the marching? Because I just, you know, some people say I'm negative for how I approach that, but I just think that it's not effective. It's like a Band-Aid. It covers a wound, but it's not healing it.
With the marching, I can't say that it's something that we should just stop completely, because, you know, the most thing we want to try to do is to not cause violence. We want to try to do things like the way Martin Luther King did things, just try to be peaceful about it. But at the same time, the marching, yeah, it's not really it draws attention, but only to a certain extent. I think, like, if it was something as far as, like, marching with petitions and different things like that, like, a whole, like, nation standing up together instead of just, like, a city or a handful of people or a group of people just doing that, like, I think that it would be more effective. And I think that there's other more effective ways that we should look into trying to do things instead of just like the way that we've gone about doing it. Because whenever you look at something and you see that it hasn't really done anything, then you have to think, what kind of other approach can you take? What other things can you do to make sure that this gets noticed, that this doesn't go unseen, this doesn't go untouched? So I think that's just like the next level where we're at right now.
I kind of like that, you know, you kind of in between, and I respect it. Like, at least you realize that there is a fire. And the thing is, I'm not completely saying this, like you said, I'm not completely saying just stop marching. I feel that people need to come together, and marching tends to be a thing that makes people come together. But I think after a while, we got to just start doing other things. And my personal opinion, was kind of trails back to business side with you, is we need to start supporting each other's businesses. If we start doing that, a lot of this foolishness will stop, because when you take away, people don't respond to, you know, they never respond to certain things. If you start taking your money away from certain stuff, then watch. Because, I mean, everybody was like, boycott the BET Awards, but y'all not boycotting all this other stuff. Y'all won't boycott the BET Awards, but y'all don't boycott buying Jordans or whatnot. Y'all still go buying that, even though part of the money that this dude has made, which he is now becoming the first billionaire athlete, you know, comes from the prisons and whatnot. And this is ridiculous that, you know, oh my God, let's boycott BET Awards. Y'all can't step it up and do stuff where it counts. How about y'all do that? You know, y'all don't do it to these white businesses and whatnot. Yeah, they people do that stuff all the time, or nobody does take a stand like that.
Right, and that's exactly what it all boils down to. Like, if you're going to boycott something, then you need to make sure that you're doing it for a cause. It doesn't make sense, like, whenever they did the boycott of the buses. Why you think they changed them laws on the buses? Because they was missing that money out of them black folks' pockets for riding
there
that
you
bus.
Go. That's a, you know what, and Monet, I never just broke it down to them fully like that. You the first person that really broke it down like that. Wasn't just about the handicap. It wasn't just about, hey, the handicap and all that that was making them stop change the bus laws. It was the money they were missing out on. They're not getting them. Look at them. See, look at all the black folks that get on public transportation now. Yeah, they see. Okay. All right, people. But y'all not getting what me and Monet telling you. We just, you know, we telling y'all stuff ahead of time.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord, man. People, I'm on it today. I got to excuse you. Another thing I wanted to go in on definitely is, and this is something that I kind of, I'll repeat with you a lot, and this correlation is watching how the industry has been lately and how a lot of people started to go more independent routes, you know, because you being a person that also has reviewed music and has promoted artists and also has interviewed artists, you know, what's your take on how the music industry is kind of unfolding right now?
The way, as far as the music industry, like knowing firsthand from different artists that I've talked to and different things like that, the reason that most people are going independent is just because of the way that labels actually are. Like, it's like taking out a loan on you for your services, and you are required to do whatever they want you to do in order to make that money back. It's like they give you an advance on your career in order for you to do something. And people without knowledge, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I just got signed. I got this. I got that. But it's like, it's not just that. You better watch how you're spending that money whenever you get it, because, and make sure that you know what you're getting yourself into, because you'll be tied into something that you got to pay all of that money to some lawyers and stuff like that, and end up having to pay some of it back because you don't feel the need to hold up the obligations that they have you held to within them contracts.
Exactly. Y'all better take note. We're trying to tell you. Everybody, I'm trying to get some. Man. Y'all better, here's my thing, if you're making such and such dollars, stop trying to get signed. How about y'all try to aim for distribution deals? Stop trying to get
exactly
fully signed to a label. Mate, that's what you
exactly.
Publishing and stuff, man. The person who owns the publishing is the person who makes the money. And y'all go sign these deals that y'all get where y'all publishing, and that's where the money is being made. In the
right.
Shows, the money. Because now all these labels, the way this stuff is set up, they're getting your show. They're getting your show money now, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, shoot, I mean, you think about artists like Future. Future hasn't really put out an album in a while. He keeps putting out mixtapes, but the mixtapes, they still keep him booked as far as performances. So he still makes some money that way.
Right, right. And that's something, like, at first that I never really understood. Like, why are they putting out so many mixtapes? Like, these joints ain't going for sale. But it's like, it really doesn't matter about that, because as long as your music is getting heard and you getting your fan base together, then people are going to request for you to be there. So if you get that kind of clientele and stuff up, and then you show up there, then boom, you got an easy check that's there for you to make.
Exactly. And, okay, so I'm going to jump back in. We're gonna go back to you and your business. Another thing that you're doing right now is you actually are a promo model for a clothing company. How did you end up being linked with that? And tell us about that company.
Actually, the way that I ended up being linked with that, it's called Blaze Fashion and Accessories. I was working at Bar 7. Shout out to D and Bar 7 and everything. But I was working down there at Bar 7, and actually one of the guys that worked security, they stepped to me and was like, hey, I got a clothing line, this and the third. I'm like, oh, that's what's up. I model, promote, and I host, like, yeah, like, we can do some stuff. So then I just sat out. I had a meeting, and then we started working from there. And it's like they, like, we got different clothes. We have shirts for the women's. We have shirts for the men's. We got different clothes, True Religion, all of that stuff, everything. Anything that you could think of, we can get it in the store for you to be able to have.
Now, as far as, you know, Blaze has their own clothing itself, too. Like, what's your favorite shirt or item from them right now that you recommend? If I'm a person, say, girl, what you recommend I get? You know, if I'm a guy, what you recommend I get? If I'm a girl, what you recommend I get? What's the hottest thing out?
As far as just like the things, as far as with the logo for Blaze, with just shirts, right now it's just the shirts for the guys and the shirts for the men, so that's definitely a go-to. But as far as the items that are in the store, there's like some really sexy bags that are in there. Like you look at them and you be like, oh my gosh, I gotta have this, like, right now. It's just, like, once you get your hands on that stuff, it's, like, amazing. And, like, whatever, anything in the store, if you don't see what you want, then, like I say in the post that I post, just send us a picture or a detailed description, and we'll get it in there for you.
Yeah, I'm putting Monet on blast, y'all. Y'all, she was... Yeah, Monet was just way too much in character in that commercial. Like, okay, Monet, you too much in character. she was all in it, man. She was looking through the codes. Like, this is it, y'all. This is my commercial. Like, she was in it. Like, goodness. Like, she, Monet was acting that commercial like she was going to get an Academy Award on the spot. I'm like, all right, Monet, talent down a little. I was like, dial it down a little bit, man. You ain't got short on too much, man. Yeah, but now that was dope. I like the fact you had the commercial because it kind of made things stand out. I like when the clothing companies out there, they actually have videos and nice websites for your stuff and a nice store in or a nice storefront. Shout out to you because you actually value your brand, because there's people out here. They take these cheesy behind selfie looking pictures of their clothes, and it don't really, it just make their stuff look cheap. They don't realize that presentation is everything. So big ups to y'all trying to do stuff, man. And big ups to other companies I see. Another thing. I want to make sure I've been just following along, and just so much that. You don't know. How was it working with Killer, to make sure it's Killer K? Yeah, there we go, Killer K. Because I like that. It was that one picture. I was like, oh, okay. I saw it just but I was not. I need to be warned about these things before they happen.
Well, when working with Killer K, it's cool. It's really, she's real cool and everything. And it's just really cool all together. And, like, a lot of people like working with her. I like working with her. She's not a bad person to get along with. She'll put you up on opportunities whenever she has opportunities. It was really nice as far as working with her and everything. And it was really a really fun shoot.
You know, and as far as, you know, like you said, about opportunities and different models, like, you know, why do you find it so important to do that? Because some models, they don't really care. You know, they just kind of do their own thing. It's all about them. But, you know, why do you find it so important to look out for other models?
I find it important to look out for other models because it's like whenever you see an opportunity, sometimes you may come across an opportunity that you can't feel. Like, I'm 5'3". So if I see an opportunity that's for 5'7", I'm automatically counted out. because I'm too short. So if I know somebody that's taller than me, like, yeah, they can go on for that opportunity, but it's important for us to be able to put other people up on opportunities so that we all, it's all about a networking thing, so that we all can be in the networking, in the loop for different things instead of just being like, oh, self. Because if you just keep taking, after a while, ain't nobody going to have nothing to give you. Like, you can't expect for people to keep giving you opportunities, but you can't even just do a simple thing as be like, tag them in a status or something for somebody looking for something, or screenshot them a casting call for something. I mean, it's just that simple. It's not hard. So it's like, it's not asking too much to put somebody else up on an opportunity, because everybody, we all out here trying to eat. We all out here trying to be successful. We all out here trying to further our career. So I don't try to do anything to hold anybody else back from furthering their career. And I also continue to further mine at the same time.
Yeah, they don't realize that you actually help your own, because people don't remember that. And yeah, some people are not going to look back out for you. It's just the way it is. Some people just not going to give a damn. But, you know, the right people going to pay attention that you are looking out for people. That's what people don't realize. And if all is doing it from the heart, then it's going to happen. You got a calendar coming out. Tell us about the calendar project.
I'm actually in the workings of the calendar. I'm still looking for girls for my calendar. Working on that, it'll just be like what I'm thinking. The idea that I have is like for the calendar, whenever I drop the calendar, then I'm also going to be whoever gets the calendar, then they'll get a free poster of whatever zodiac sign they are. So that's something that I'm working on. It's just a matter of getting the girls, but I guess if I don't get the girls, I guess I'll fill in their spots.
Right. Shout out to, hey, I want to see you shout out, shameless plug. You looked out for my girl China Dog. She was excited. She said, "Oh, Cameron," and she got this really high voice. Okay, that's so nice. I like what she's got going on over there. So yeah, big ups to you for looking out, because it's good, and that's really what I started this whole I Am So Divine thing about. It's about trying to bring the models together to look out for each other. And that's what it's about, because, yeah, I'm one man. I can't do it alone. The models, to me, I feel the models find something easiest, because people would approach y'all with opportunities faster than they will people who are in it, you know, other people who aren't models. So,
right.
Yeah. That's how I look at it. All right, yeah, a few more minutes left of the show. That means I'm about to put you on extra blast. So if we go off and do the crazy, I might do the fast wielding crazy questions. So I got three of them throwing at you. You got to answer them as quick as you can without thinking about it. All right, so here we go.
Oh, God.
Okay, question number one. Who's a model? And it's not even crazy. I'm just going to lead you in. Who's a model you want to work with next that you've been peeping? That's, you know, not independent or major. Who's someone you want to work with next? Or you might already have your radar getting ready to. Yes.
A model that I would want to work with next, definitely Miss IQ, because she's definitely be on her stuff. It's mostly in the Carolina area and things like that, but she is definitely on her stuff. So I would definitely want to work with her.
Okay, yeah, I saw you actually did an event where I remember that. So yeah, this is when you know you pay attention to your people. So yeah, I remember you doing that event where. So Miss IQ, listening, see, she gave you a plug. Automatically, you should work with her now, just off of that. Number two. What do you do to get yourself going? What's usually, and I'll let you kind of, without me deep, as a matter of fact, you know what, it's not Wednesday, but I'm going to dig in deep without being nice. What do you usually do to get yourself in the mood sexually? what's that thing you have to do or it's not happening?
I gotta listen to some music. Well, I ain't gotta listen to no music. I'm lying. I don't know. Like, it's just, it all depends on my mood. It depends on my mood. It depends on what's going on. Like, it depends on all of those factors. Because if I don't feel the connection, then I'm gonna just be like, yeah, whatever. I'm done with this.
Because we try to get people some tips. So if a guy or girl approaches you and says, hey, they doing everything right. You know, how do they? What is that? There's always going to be that one thing, that one trigger. They do it right, then you're good to go. Netflix and chill. Is that what it is?
I mean, it just all depends on my mood. They gotta be on point. They gotta have all their P's and Q's together, like. In every
Netflix
area.
There you go.
No lacking.
She didn't say no, y'all. That's what it is. She said Netflix and chill is the way to go. There you go. I got the. She didn't say no, so that's the answer to the question. Question number three. What's a decision you regret doing in this in the industry so far as you wish you could take back?
I really ain't got no answer for that decision that I regret. Well, yes, I can. As far as taking time off, like, because, you know, I was really going before, but then I just, like, took a step back. Just as far as taking that time off, because if I would have just kept pushing, I would have just kept going, then I would be a lot farther than what I am right now.
And another quick, my last question for you. As far as like some of the models who, you know, who were going hard and we kind of touched this a little bit, but I'm gonna go deeper on this. That are now parents, and want to get back into it. You know, how did you groove yourself back into it? Because you not only did you do it as far as motivation, but you also did it as far as your body and whatnot. What's some starting points you recommended to those? Those new mothers who want to get back into modeling?
Make sure that you got a strong support system that's there to help you with your children, because you're going to have to be on the move and everything, and make sure that you take that time out for your children. Make sure, as far as body-wise, make sure you don't have to get a gym membership. I have a gym membership, but I didn't always have one. You have to change up your diet. You got to do some working out. You need to go hit the track. You need to do some sit-ups, crunches. You need to do some stuff. And everything, all my workouts I found on Pinterest before I even started getting back into the gym, because I used to run Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. Like, it's all about all of that. Like, you just got to get your body right and keep your body right. Don't just expect that baby fat to just disappear on its own.
Right, because I peeped it. I've been peeping the pictures. I see that you have Planet Fitness, too. Turn up.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, man, you can't beat that price. That price, man, you can't afford that. I don't know what to say. They trying to look out for you. They trying to make sure you get there.
For real.
Now,
if
I quit slacking,
I just want
to. So, yes, I got to get back in there this week because I didn't go since last was Tuesday or Wednesday. So, I got to get back on it, man. I can't falter. So, yes, there you go. All right, so we'll let everyone know how they can find you, you know, all your websites and our social media, all that good stuff.
Okay, well, you can find me on Facebook.com/MonetaModel, YouTube, like, subscribe, share, YouTube.com/IAmMonet, Instagram and Twitter @MonetaModel. My website is MonetaModel.com. If you have some serious inquiries as far as booking, MonetaModel@gmail.com. It's pretty much simple.
And I like to have you made everything Monet the Model now, because it flows, Brandon. I see you've been paying attention to the Seti J book. I like it. I'm not just talking inside of my head.
Oh, yeah. And I also had got that from Mr. Spade from Urban Heat Mag. He told me, like, most of the time, because you don't want people to go on somewhere and then they're like, what was that thing again? What was her Twitter handle? It's different. different from her IG. I got to think of what it is. Like, you don't want people to be like that. So you just wanted to be consistent across all boards. I also have a shout-out for you as far as shout-out to Smitty and Donald E. out of Atlanta. And they said, what did they say? Something about Dallas Southern Chicken Cafe or something like that. Dallas Southern Cafe or something. Send them a plate there.
I know what they're talking about. Get at it. Tell them to go on. I know exactly what they're talking about. They tell them it's going to cost them. It's going to cost them a hefty fee. So, yes. Hey. So, yeah, again, man, it's cool catching up with you. I'm glad you hit me up. Like, people know how I am. People are trying to hit me up, man. I'm trying to have to get back on the show again. Y'all know how I do it, man. They think I be playing. I said, I don't really do repeat interviews when people are happy to come back on the show multiple times unless they are worth it and are entertaining and, you know, and promote. Because some of the people, they get on here and I swear I never see them promote the freaking link not one time. Like, that makes no sense. Why should I bring you back? So, again, it's definitely a pleasure having you. You know, you're always welcome. I'm glad to see you making some moves, all the good stuff. So keep doing it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Well, thank you for having me. I look forward to the continued work and continue seeing you grow and seeing your brand grow and everything and just continue up the conversation and the networking and everything.
All right, let's do it, man. Hey, oh, y'all, so I'm going to do a shameless plug for her. Y'all know those little, what's that called? Goodness. But those little hoverboard looking things that people be on, I can hit her up for that too. She got the hookup for that. Hit her up. Because some of y'all be, I saw somebody like all the way in London. I said, it don't matter. They still can buy one. Hey, I tagged your name in there real quick. So, hey, people, I'm going to be on you. If I know, again, it's about supporting black business. I see a person. Ask for something, I know a person I know got it, I'm going to hook them up. So there you go.
Most definitely, most definitely.
All right, y'all. That means we're out of time. I want to remind you all, if you miss any parts of the show, go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That's CEBDYJ. You could also go to iTunes. It's on iTunes for free. Just type in Dust Spot Radio Network. Look for the one that says Monet Monday on that episode. It's also in TuneIn Radio app and on the Stitcher Radio app. So we're all over the place. And, oh, yeah, if you're in the industry, join DustSpot.com, man. You can see myself, other people in the industry. Monet's in there, too. You can see not only does she post pictures and videos, she also posts, you know, some good nuggets for you guys to be inspired every day. So check it out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, oh, there's a U, there is a way. Tune in to the episode of Life That Does Live. We out. Peace.